Good morning. A weak cold front will continue to slide through interior New York and New England this morning, touching off a few scattered showers, primarily over the Catskills in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, otherwise partly sunny skies to start the day. As the front washes out, so will most of the cloud cover, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, with just the outside risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm from the Catskills eastbound into the Hudson Valley and southern New England in the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s in most valley locations, with some upper 70s across the higher terrain. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and temperatures will start to drop back into the 70s and eventually the 60s. A disturbance currently over the Great Lakes will dive into the Ohio Valley. Some energy will pivot through and into our region by sunrise on Saturday. As a result, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, again primarily south of the Mohawk Valley with lows in the lower 60s. And this will be the theme across the weekend. With energy off to our south, we run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England on both Saturday and Sunday. Some computer models are pushing some of the rain farther to the north along the Mohawk Valley and Greater Capital District and the I-90 corridor. If this occurs, temperatures will be held back both weekend days in these locations, and where it rains, readings will be in the upper 70s to around 80. In the northern part of New York and New England, more in the way of sunshine mixed with clouds both weekend days, with highs in the lower 80s. That disturbance in the Ohio Valley will then move in our direction, with a better chance at showers and thunderstorms on Monday and especially Tuesday. Highs both days in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Still some leftover showers or thunderstorm possible Wednesday in the mid 80s before we finally dry it out behind that system on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the southern tier of the United States will remain in a wet pattern near and ahead of a stalled front and an associated upper-level disturbance. Moisture streaming northward over the boundary will initiate widespread convection as the storms train over the same location. The risk for flash flooding will increase. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture rounding the base of a strong upper-level ridge over the western United States will keep mainly diurnally driven showers and storms in the forecast across the southwest. Heavy rainfall and localized flash flooding will be possible, especially along the favored terrain. And with that strong ridge anchored over the west, temperatures will continue to rise, especially for parts of the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and the Northern High Plains. Hot and dry conditions are expected from the interior Pacific Northwest to eastern Montana. Record-breaking temperatures in the 90s and 100s in the afternoon, with 60s and 70s overnight, are as much as 10 to 20 degrees above normal for this time of year. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect across Southern California, Southern Nevada, and from Washington and Oregon to Montana. Ongoing wildfires combined with the heat continues to cause poor air quality issues. The hot and dry conditions will only exacerbate the fire weather concerns, particularly for those areas already dealing with wildfires. At Mount Washington, partly cloudy skies and 49 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. In Albany early this morning, 63 degrees, the dew point 61, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 90, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 78, that's 7 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.41 inches for the month, which is 1.28 inches above normal, and 24.47 inches now for the year, which is 6/500th of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 96, set in 1949, and the record low, 48, in 1955 and in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m., sunset this evening 8:04 p.m., 14 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mainly in New York today, with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny north of the Mohawk Valley with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the Catskills today, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy north, a chance of a thunderstorm tonight to the south, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late tonight in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a chance of rain, especially south of the Mohawk Valley. More sunshine to the north, averaging near 80. More sunshine to the north again on Sunday with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms south near 80. Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in all locations, upper 70s and lower 80s. Still the risk of a scattered shower or storm Wednesday, mid-80s and lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.